Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns tight end Gary Barnage. And Gary, tough loss yesterday to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ultimately, the fight that we've seen in you guys all year really came through yesterday. Just some unfortunate turnover. Just walk us through what it would have meant to get a win against the Steelers and finish that season on a two-game winning streak, and more so than anything, a win over a rival.
Yeah, it would have been great to start off the offseason right, and it would have been a stepping stone for the next year, but we're still using it as a stepping stone because you saw we fought to the end. We're never giving up, and that's been our motto the whole year. No matter what the situation is, we're always going to keep fighting, and that's what we showed yesterday.
So we'll dive into your touchdown catch. And it seems as if we knew Hugh Jackson coming here with the success of Tyler Eifert in Cincinnati that the tight ends are going to be a focal point, especially in the red zone. You get a touchdown, Seth the Valve gets a touchdown. Just talk about the creative aspect that Hugh brings to get you guys involved, especially when you get inside the 20.
Yeah, he moves us around everywhere, and you never know what's going to happen because everybody's doing different things, and it makes it tough on the defense. You don't know if we're spreading out in the backfield, if we're going to be on the line, if there's misdirection. He does a good job of hiding everything, and it makes it tough on the defense.
From the 4.5, he looks, throws, Barnage caught it, touchdown as he bangs in. Off of Mike Mitchell and in.
The offseason now is here. And I know you're a very busy man in your offseason. Walk us through your offseason plans, maybe the next 3 months, until you come back for that offseason workout program.
So I'll start and relax a little bit because you got to let your body rest. And then I'm going to go visit some troops in Bahrain and Djibouti. And then I'm also doing my own nonprofit, American Football Without Barriers. We're going overseas doing a free football camp in Finland. And then while I'm over in Finland, I'm just going to hit Sweden, Iceland, and then I'll get back and start my workouts getting leading up to the offseason.
Now, will there be any plans or any dialogue with any of the quarterbacks or maybe the other players to kind of get back here a little bit sooner and get back to work just because you guys are so hungry, you finished on some high notes, and you really want to transform this organization in 2017?
I definitely think there will. I think all the guys will get together at some point, and we'll figure out when the best time to come back in and when everybody can get back in early and get started, because that's what it's all about, getting ready for the off-season program and getting ready to go for the season.
Well, Gary, congrats on a good season. I know nobody's happy, but you guys are hungry to move things into the future.
Thank you very much.
You got it.